Saturday morning, and Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions is joining us right now on Power Talk Radio 1460 and 101 FM. Edward, good morning and welcome back.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Good to be here again.
Great topic for this weekend, featured higher-end classes at Alliance Career Training Solutions.
Right. We've got a number of new classes that actually we've been running for a while now, but we really wanted to feature it today and let people know about what powerful classes and powerful software that is out there in today's market. You know, when you look back on the history of how computers evolved and how it used to be all about the MIS having total control.
What is MIS?
Management Information Systems.
Okay.
And so it was basically your computer department, and they were running IBM 360s, and they were maintaining all the data and just putting out everything in printed reports. Well, then the PC started to come out, and you know, the old early days of the spreadsheets like VisiCalc and so forth, evolving into Excel, and then Excel expanded, you know, with macros and pivot tables and Power Pivot, which are classes that we teach, and that's fabulous. The next level was, you know, we moved into databases, so we were able to input, manage, output, but all of those type of PC environments were basically all on an island. So even if they were networked together, there was not that same method of managing, sharing, and distributing data into reports that were customizable based on the needs of the department or the individual.
Is this because they weren't available to go to the cloud? The cloud didn't exist, really?
Yeah, that was definitely part of it. And definitely the information was sitting in these islands, as I mentioned. So you had your databases sitting on one area of the world, and you had your spreadsheets, and you had your HR data, and so on and so forth. But nobody ever brought those things together.
I mean, so it's more of a mental thing where people couldn't get their heads around this concept of collating all of this.
Right, because, you know, the key word here is big data. There is lots and lots of data, and we want to go too far into that direction. But, you know, after we moved past things like these databases, we started seeing some new environments, and one of them being Salesforce, being a customer relations management system. We have Oracle and its NetSuite. And again, those things are still very powerful, but they're all basically, you have to find all your data within that cloud of information. But now what we're getting is we're getting these business analyst tools. And Tableau is one of the really powerful ones that has come out recently. And we train on Tableau, and we really wanted to mention this because we are getting some responses on it. We're getting people asking us to teach on it. And we do provide this. And, you know, in case you don't know what Tableau is, I mean, what it does is it brings together all of those environments. So if you have Salesforce or NetSuite or Excel and your internal access databases or other types of databases, these things are actually able to grab that data from these different diverse platforms and bring them all together, but bring them all together in a fashion in which any user can do. It's literally just a, oh, I want to connect this, I want to connect that. And then the software has enough intelligence to actually bring that together without you having to program every little field or step.
Right.
And then you are able to graphically display it. You're absolutely able to just request and manipulate so that the information that you want to get, the answer that you're looking for, is able to be brought together for any user.
And you've seen Tableau used?
Yeah, we've got it in our own facility.
Okay. And what are your impressions of it? Are you generally positive about it?
Well, I am positive about it. I have to even say, as a historical computer person, I'm amazed by it.
Okay.
I'm amazed because I definitely remember back in the old database days about what a great tool it was, but you really had to have great training and just be kind of a geek to actually be able to utilize it, where this is designed for every and any user.
Okay.
And, you know, our ag companies should be looking at this, our just pick any business.
All right. Yeah. So you're teaching Tableau.
Yeah.
And this is part of the, what, higher level classes or the basic classes?
Well, we consider them higher end because, you know, it's a 2-day class. Sometimes they're 3-day classes. You know, we have some extremely talented designer instructors that are presenting these classes. So it's not for your faint at heart. You know, don't come in here and you don't know Excel. You know, be an Excel power user.
Right.
But the reality is there are a lot of people that we are now seeing in business that have come up to that sophistication application level. And whether you're a big construction company or whether you're an ag company or many other of our industries locally, you have data. Now, the problem is, how do you read the data? How does that data give you the information to help your business perform better?
All right. Any other classes or programs out there that people should know about, Edward?
Yeah, we're not just limited to Tableau. And Tableau is pretty awesome, as I had mentioned. But, you know, there's these things called Visual Basic for Applications, VBA. Uh-huh. And it's actually the language that Excel is written in. So there is something you can do with Excel that expands Excel's current performance and offerings by programming it in yourself. And it's not just limited to the macros that people might be aware of, but we do have VBA. We've got an intro to VBA, which will get you into the door on it. That's a 2-day class. We have programming with VBA, which is, you know, the higher level of that. We have a thing called Power BI. It's part of the Microsoft suite. It's also a business analyst tool. And then, of course, we have Access Level 1 and 2. We have SharePoint, about 3 different levels of SharePoint. SharePoint is an amazing, literally a cloud-based informational platform that you can design internally for all of your users. So I know it's kind of a boring subject,
no,
right?
You know? I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking that this is really some complex stuff,
yeah.
But it's necessary, and it's where business is now. Well, the whole thing about keeping your skills sharp and
right.
getting to the next change in business so right. that you remain a valuable
right.
employee.
Yeah, because it's not just about the employees that we're addressing here. It's really about the businesses. So what's going on in business outside of our little sphere of Monterey County is that there are other businesses that you're competing with that are utilizing these tools. So it's not just only customer relations management software like the Salesforce. Thank you very much. Salesforce
yeah.
just popped. And it really does bring together this massive amount of data that you've been collecting, you, the business,
right.
over the years, and you need to make sense of it, and you need to make it available and accessible to all of the departments, HR department, Q&A department, production, accounting, management,
uh-huh.
and it's cloud-based, so
yeah.
you're not stuck to your PC at work.
And where I see this going is when you talk about other businesses in other places are already using these tools,
yeah.
and if you're not able to use them or you don't want to use them, maybe that's why you don't get the buy or you start to lose business.
You're behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely behind. And, you know, in earlier segments, we talked about how important financial information was in terms of understanding the healthier business and the profitability. Well, this is above and beyond that. This
right.
is really, how can you fine-tune your business and expand your business? If your business is expanding, like let's say we have an ag company out there that supports Walmart all across the country. I mean, look at the amount of data that they would be creating
right.
and collecting. Now, can they analyze it? That's where these tools come in.
All right. Edward King has been our guest today, Alliance Career Training Solutions in Salinas and Santa Cruz. And Edward, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they give us a call at 755-8200. Realize we have a great campus in Santa Cruz and our main campus here in Salinas. We're open Monday through Friday, and we can be found on the web at alliancetrains.com.
Thank you, Edward.
All right. Thanks, Mark.